Hello? Talk?
Hello? Hi. Testing. Hello. I feel like I can't sit forward because this thing's in the way, but I'll move this like right there.
Why can't you sit forward? Sit a little bit more forward.
I can't.
Your voice is always
low. Can't.
Why?
Because there's these bars are in the way of my legs. Hold on. Let's see if I can. Yeah.
That better?
Hello?
You feel better there?
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing this week?
Talking about Urcha.
Urcha? Urcha. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Nice. We're back again.
Yeah, episode number, what is this?
47.
This one is called
Urcha Planning?
Urcha Planning and Drama.
And Drama.
Yeah, there always has to be drama.
It's not a VKRC podcast. There's no drama.
Nope, I totally agree. So anyway, what's wrong with you? You're sick?
I'm very sick.
Why? Yeah. What happened?
I attribute it to... Over the past 2 months, getting ready for Global 3D, I have no sleep, stress, poor eating habits, allergies, and a bunch of travel, all catching up to me all at once. And over the weekend, I got what I thought was a cold, and then I went to the doctor yesterday, and I have a pretty good sinus infection. So,
What caused that? What causes it? What's the problem with that?
It could be something as simple as allergies. My allergies are pretty bad up north, stuff like that. So I thought it was a cold, but it's a sinus infection.
Yeah?
Pretty bad, yeah. So nice. I'm on some pills now, trying to get rid of it before Urcha. So I feel relatively fine. I just sound like this, which is not ideal, but it's okay.
Well, before you get into your stories, I'm excited because we have a freaking awesome new mixing board. Look at this thing. Badass.
Huh? It's very elaborate.
It's the cheapest board you can get with hardware compression.
Yeah, what's this button do right here?
Effects. You want to try? Let's try that one.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Whoa.
There's all kinds of different effects. What do you think? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Anyway. No, this board is cool. It has hardware compression, which, for the people that don't really understand what that means, is you've probably tuned into our podcast in the past, and you've been listening, and the volume is a bit soft, and all of a sudden I get carried away, or so does Kyle or a guest.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it blares your ears, and you have to lower the volume. And then when we speak softly, then you have to bump the volume back up. This is supposed to help with that a little bit.
Right.
I don't know to what degree it helps, but it should help. You can see that light there every time.
Yeah, I'm looking at
like,
that.
Like, hello, I get carried away. Like, whoa. It kind of attenuates some of the levels there a little bit.
What are you adjusting there? The compression level?
Yeah, this is the compression level. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's not an overkill expensive board. It was under $200, but
right,
still better than the other board we had.
And you drill the hole in the table.
Yeah. With that said, when we go to Urcha, we're going to bring our old crappy board because it's cheap and it's small and it's easy to transport.
Yeah.
So, but for recording here, it's perfect. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
The other challenge that we have right now is the challenge we have is the room. Like, I can hear a lot of echo.
I know. We need foam. Put some foam on the walls.
I need something. Like, I hate, like, you can hear me breathing. You can hear, like, us drinking our cocktails or whatever
tapping
we're drinking. Tapping the table. It's very, everything's very sensitive.
Yeah.
We've already reduced sensitivity on the mics, but these mics pick a lot of stuff up. So,
sensitive. Just like this hobby. Very sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. So, anyway, we're just doing this just to bring you a better podcast. Hopefully, it works. It might not. It might be a total failure. It might still suck.
Yeah.
But
it is what it is.
Anyway, we're trying. We try.
It's fine.
So, tell us what you've been up to.
What have I been up to? Since last week, I got back from Global 3D on the Tuesday. And then we did the podcast on the Wednesday. And then the very next Thursday, which was the day after the podcast, I turned around and went to Connecticut. I flew up to Olivia's house and hung out with her on Friday. Of course, some airline delays and airline issues, as usual, which is just lovely.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Had some more airline issues, but made it up there. Hung out with her on Friday, and then Saturday, we all drove over to the Edgewood Flyers Fun Flight in Deer Park, New York, which is put on by Rob Winter and his buddy Mark, which is a lot of fun. I think they had like 55 pilots. A bunch of us were up there flying, having a good old time. So it was fun to see all the guys up north. Saw Paul Andreoli, made fun of him a whole lot, which is always a good time. Chris Diamante, all those guys. So it's a lot of fun.
Nice. So Chris was there too?
Yep. Chris was there. We're going to see him at IRCHA, and then he goes off to the Worlds in Germany.
Yeah, no, good luck to him. Well, yeah. We'll see him at IRCHA anyway. But
yeah.
So how was the event?
It was cool. It's a good time. There's, like I said, like 55 pilots. It's real intimate. All the food was free for the entire day. So if you registered as a pilot, whenever you're hungry, you just go up, take a burger, walk away. Grab a water, totally free. All the food was 100%
included. How is that even possible?
I have no idea.
How can they afford that?
I don't know. And the landing fee was like $20.
No way.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. It's crazy. Maybe I think the club's just really generous. They're really looking to give back to the hobby. All the club members were super cool. I got to talk to all of them, and they're just there to support the hobby and have a good time. They put on a great event.
No way.
It was cool.
No way.
It was cool. Rob Winter's a good dude. Thanks for coming, Rob. Good
time. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Rob, for everything you do for the hobby, for sure.
Yeah, and then Saturday afternoon, I started feeling pretty sick, and then into Sunday, I felt like I was dying, and then here we are now.
What happened?
The sickness kicked in.
What sickness?
Down with the sickness. The sore throat, the cough, the sneezing, the headaches, the dizziness, stomach ache. So, Sunday was the worst day, and Sunday's the day I had to fly back. And I got on the airplane feeling like miserable death. And in my idea, my best idea was, all right, let's get two cocktails. Because what's the best thing you can do when you're sick is get drunk. So I ordered two cocktails.
No.
Made it so much
worse. Why would you want to get drunk when you're sick? No way. I've never heard of that.
A bad decision. It was the worst thing I could have done. It made me feel so much worse. So.
But why would you want to get drunk when you're sick? I don't understand.
Because I didn't think it was going to have a bad effect. I thought I was just going to relax a little bit, but no, maybe even worse. So
what did it do?
I thought I was gonna puke. I was dry heaving in my seat. The lady next to me was giving me some weird looks. I was sneezing and coughing the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's nice. A lesson to kids out there: if you get sick, don't have a cocktail.
Nice.
Good idea. What about you?
Nothing, dude. Just a normal weekend. It's been a while. So yeah. We had what did we have? We had the weekend before the 4th of July, which is when we celebrated the second year anniversary of SAB USA.
Yep.
We have Ron here and a bunch of people here.
Yep.
So that was like really not a normal weekend by any means.
Yep.
Then after that, I flew out to Netherlands to meet with you.
Yep.
And so this was like a good weekend. Like it was just, I kind of needed that.
Yeah.
Just went for a little bit of a bike ride on Saturday. Went to my favorite place Sunday morning for breakfast, the Beaver Bar.
Yeah.
It's just a good old laid back, don't do anything. No I needed to de-helicoptered myself out. I was helicoptered out.
You had enough.
I had enough. So it's good. It felt good.
Yeah.
It felt good.
You feel energized now?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
Nice.
I'm excited. So nice. I'm looking forward to IRCHA. We'll get into some IRCHA stuff here in a little bit, but
yeah.
Before we get into that, what do we got? What do you want to talk about? This is going to be a short episode, by the way, today.
Well, I mean, that's what we're here to talk about is IRCHA and getting ready for IRCHA and what we have planned for IRCHA and what people can expect from us.
And what to look forward to, and also talk to people about like what to look forward to for people that go to IRCHA.
Yes.
Like what's in it for people, what to expect, what's in it for sponsors. How to get prepared as a sponsor, how to get prepared as a normal average pilot that's going there to visit and fly. It'll be a cool show.
So how does Burt Kammer as a pilot prepare for IRCHA?
Well, Burt Kammer is different because Burt Kammer doesn't fly as much anymore.
So you're good to go now.
And yep. I'm good to go. I just need a backpack and... seriously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it must be nice, because when I was in Global 3D, I crashed one of my Krakens in a very dramatic style. So, still have to fix that. Other than that, I think I'm ready. Just throw everything in the car and roll.
I have a Kraken that is ready to fly that has not been flown in a couple, since the weekend of the...
2 weeks.
The 4th of July, not the 4th of July weekend, but the one before, when we did the 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, like 3 weeks.
I flew it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the last time I flew it. So that's technically 2 weeks as of this past weekend.
Right.
So 2 weeks and 3 days now. I'll get a few flights on it before we go, but
no need.
But
Wait. Did you fly your Nitro last Sunday?
No, I did not fly the Nitro, man. This has been the first time in like the first time that I've been home and not flown the Nitro in like 8 months.
Yeah. Wow.
Terrible.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But you know, I don't have other brands of helicopters I fly home. I only fly my Goblins and especially my Nitro.
Yeah.
Nothing else. That's all I own. I just own Goblins. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But this past weekend there was no Nitro action, nothing.
No?
For you.
For me, no. Nothing. Wow. No. I told you I needed to be upsetting. De-helicoptered out.
Well, this Sunday you better fly twice.
Then. It's called de-helicoptering yourself.
Hmm.
Yep. I'm going to re-helicopter myself here in the next few days. So, what were we talking about? Okay. So, IRCHA. So, for me, it's different. And so is for you. Because, you know, we're sponsors, quote unquote. So, we got to not only worry about our own equipment, especially you, like if you're doing Battle of the Brands or demos and things like that, you have to worry about your own helicopters, batteries, blah, blah, blah. But you also, you know, we're also loading up some other things because of the sponsorship, right?
Right.
Now, with that said, this year we're keeping it relatively simple in the sense that we're not setting up a big store. We're not doing anything fancy like that. We're setting up a tent that is going to be for us to pit and interact with the public, answer people's questions and stuff like that. It's going to be more like like us there supporting and representing the brands.
Right. Well, last year we were super relaxed. This year we're less relaxed. This year we have the big tent, like the big 30 by 30 tent, and we're pitting out of that. Right. So we have a big 30 by 30 platinum sponsorship level tent for SAB with a big backdrop and tables for the pilots to pit out of inside the tent. So if you walk in the tent, you'll see all of our guys there. Wrenching on stuff, flying, getting ready to fly, and you can ask any of them questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going to be super informal type setup. The whole goal is for us to be there just to represent our companies and to answer all of your questions and, you know, do a few demos and just do some fun stuff, give some stuff away, you know, interact with each other and so forth.
Right.
And you know, there's two big dealers there, Heli Direct and Only Fine Helis, and of course we'll be backing them up and supporting them with the product as they're going to be having our product to sell while there. So So a little bit of everything, but we're going to be focusing more on customer service and just spending time with friends, customers, and so forth.
I'm looking forward to it, and hanging out with you guys and all that, and you know, just doing some demos. You know, we have a SAB demo planned on, what, Saturday? SAB USA demo on Saturday?
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah, we'll get to that because I want to talk about that in the Krakens we're giving away and all that kind of stuff. But,
absolutely.
So you want to talk about, let's start with, let's talk about, I don't know that anybody really cares much for this, but why not just talk about what it takes for a vendor to get ready for IRCHA?
For a vendor. Because probably 99% of the people listening are not involved in the business
They're not a vendor, but they might be curious as to what it takes. And it's just good banter. And we can also talk about what it takes for a normal pilot, like an average pilot that is just going there to have fun. What does it take to go to IRCHA?
Well, this is probably the second year that I've been involved. Well, not more the first year with more a bigger sponsorship. Because last year we were more of an informal sponsor. So this year I'm seeing a little bit more of the back end side of getting ready for IRCHA. But the first thing when you're discussing with the IRCHA board is what level of sponsorship you want to do if you're a vendor. And that fully depends on how much money you want to put into the event as like your budget allows.
Yeah. And I don't mean this is a rant or bitching or anything, but it's not cheap.
No, it's not. It's very pretty hefty.
And to IRCHA's defense, I don't think they're doing it out of greediness. I think is because they have a lot of expenses and it's not cheap. So like the tent, they have to rent the tents. They have I think they have to pay the AMA, don't they?
Yes, every event that goes on has to pay the AMA.
They have to pay the AMA for the site, use of the site.
Yeah.
They have to pay for the catering, for the food.
Yeah.
The porta potties. There's a lot that goes on. I mean, just in tents, I'm assuming.
Supplies.
I'm just throwing a number. I would assume tents alone could be upwards of $20,000.
Yeah.
and then all the supplies they need, and then paying for the side paint. I mean, yeah. I don't know their numbers. All I'm going is by pure speculation, but if I could just throw a number at it, I would guess easily their expenses maybe are in the 30 to 50K range.
Probably, yeah.
Like, just throwing a number. Because, like, based on running the Orlando Helicopter Blowout for 10 years, and I know towards the end, we were spending upwards of 20K for an event that is completely, that is so much smaller, you know, in the in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So there's no question they're spending a lot of money. So tents are expensive, everything's expensive. So the expense for a sponsor is high.
Yeah.
So they have three levels, silver, gold, and platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they have four levels if you want to consider the exhibitor, quote unquote, option as sponsor.
Right.
So they have an exhibitor that's like 500 or 700 bucks, something like that. And that gives you the right to bring your own pop-up tent, set it at the end of the line, and the pop-up tent can have a logo or something, and that's it.
Yeah.
Then you have a silver sponsor, which gets a small tent, couple of perks, like a couple of flags on the line, whatever. Then you get the gold, which gets a little bit bigger tent, a few more flags, this and that, whatever. And then you have the Mac Daddy of the sponsorships, which is the platinum, which you get a nicer tent, more flags. You get your logo on the pilot registration cart, your logo, you know, I think on the t-shirt and the website. And like, I mean, you get a lot of stuff out of that, but... but the platinum is expensive. I'm not going to talk about prices, but it's in the thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not cheap.
It's very expensive. It's very, very expensive. Yeah. But at the same time, the like you said, the higher the sponsorship, the more you get out of it. So you get some flags on McGalliard Way, which is the road coming in.
McGalliard Way or road?
McGalliard, we'll call it
McGalliard. McGalliard.
Yeah, you'll get some flag area there, and you know, just more kind of exposure for the brand. So it's kind of up to you as the vendor to define if it's worth it or not.
Yeah.
And this year, on behalf of SAB USA, we decided to go for it all the way.
Yeah.
The platinum sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which also means we get a 30 by 30 tent. So we have prepared a...
Well, if we do get it. I think we will get it. Long story, not worth getting into, but
We'll see.
Yeah.
But we prepared a nice 30 by 30 backdrop banner. So when you come to the tent, right in the back, across the back, is going to be a nice, huge SAB USA banner with our brands on it, and it's going to look sweet.
Yeah.
We should open that.
PK Servo, Switch, all our brands. Yeah, that'll be cool.
We should open it.
Anyway, so what about for a normal pilot, like an average pilot?
Well...
What would be the first thing you did?
Look into how you're going to get to the event, depending on where you live. If you're in California, you probably don't want to drive to Georgia. But if you're here in Ohio, yeah, maybe you will.
Yeah, yeah.
So no define doubt. If it's cheaper to like drive or fly and then figure out a hotel. Her hotel you have to get as early as possible because they're booked by...
I would say if you're anywhere on the East Coast and or the Northeast or even the South, with the exception of like the Deep South, but more like Northern Georgia and the Carolinas and Alabama and, you know, Tennessee and Kentucky and all that, you have got to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Mm-hmm. You know, you can do it in a day. You can do it in 8 hours, 6 to 12 hours, depending on where you're at.
You might as well. And that way you have all your stuff.
And it's going to save you a lot of money, and it gives you the ability to bring your batteries, your nitro, whatever you need. It's just definitely well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. If you're flying, though, if you're far away and you decide to book a ticket, then the best thing to do is to ship your batteries ahead of time. That's what we encourage everybody to do when they travel to an event. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. Just ship them. Just make sure that you ship them ground service.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ship United States Postal Service priority mail because generally those packages travel by air and they travel by commercial airliners.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll the USPS's contracts with different airlines, they'll put boxes into U.S. Airways flight or, you know, a Southwest flight. Don't do that. Ship it with UPS or FedEx and ship it ground.
Ground.
Please. And ship it to your hotel. Attention, you know, whatever. Yeah. Attention, your name. Joe Smith.
I think you can even ship to, like, AMA.
Or you ship them to the AMA. But hotel is probably better. Hotel like, if you have a hotel reservation, ship them there. Say, you know, Courtyard by Marriott or... you know, Hampton Inn or whatever, Holiday Inn Express, attention hotel guest, Joe Smith, and ship them so they arrive a day or two before your arrival date.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get there, they're going to have the batteries.
Yep.
Then all you have to do is make a quick run to either a Kinko's, if you like FedEx, or a UPS store. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And then save the same cardboard box you used to pack Yeah. Package your stuff and run it over there and just, you know, just give it to them and they'll bill you for it and put a label and ship it back to your house. And depending on where in the country you live, you'll have them 3 or 4 days after you get back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very simple and easy. And what a lot of people I see do is once they get to the event, they don't want to pay for a hotel. They just camp. They go to like Walmart and buy like a $100 tent. And then they just sleep in the tent the whole weekend. Because on the AMA site, there's showers and bathrooms. So you don't have to worry about, you know, leaving and going somewhere to like a gym or something and taking a shower. There are showers on site.
This is very true. If you don't want to spend the money in a hotel, you can go to Walmart.
Yep.
Dick's
Sporting Goods.
Whether you're driving there, you can just bring it with you, or you fly in there and you can literally rent a cheap car or have a friend pick you up at the airport, go to Walmart, buy a tent, go to the field. And I mean, depending on who you are or what you want to do, I mean, I'm a little old for that shit, dude. It just I don't want to pitch a tent anymore. I mean, although I did it back in when I was your age, you know, my 20s or whatever. But you know, if you're okay sleeping on the floor or in an air mattress in a tent, you won't regret it, because it's a lot of fun to stay at the field. Yeah. And like you said, Kyle, there's showers, there's food.
Real bathrooms.
There's real bathrooms there. If you're on the anywhere along the IRCHA line, you have to go to a plastic box to take a leak, a porta potty.
Yeah.
But you can go to the main camping area, right? Mm-hmm. I forgot what site they call it, but where all the RVs are, and there's real showers and real bathrooms. So, yeah.
So definitely consider camping, because there's, you know, at least you never have to leave the party then. There's always something going on at that field. Probably, I would say, starting Thursday night until Saturday night, it's a party.
Yeah,
it 24 is. Hours a day there.
No doubt.
Absolutely, 24 hours a day.
And also, so going back to the sponsor stuff, something else you got to plan for after you get your tent, your sponsorship level, is you got to decide, so many different things, dude. What are you going to do? How are you going to set up the tent? Yep. Demo times. Mm-hmm. Plan the actual demos themselves if you want to plan them instead of just winging them. Yep. We've done both. We've had them super planned, and we've winged them before, right? We've done a little bit of the above.
There's been demos where we plan the whole thing and then go terribly. And there's been demos where we wing it and it goes perfectly.
Yeah. And or vice versa.
Or vice versa, so, yeah.
But you got to do that. And then, you know, I remember many times SAB, when Enrico and Stefano used to come to the U.S., they had we had extravagant demos with smoke and dropping banners and everything choreographed to music and stuff.
Yeah.
This took so much time to prepare, and it was like, I don't know that the audience really appreciated that. I don't know, man. Like,
I don't know. In the beginning, I think it meant a lot more than it does now.
I think this is going to sound really shitty, and I apologize to you guys if you think it is shitty for me to say, but I think people are more worried about like what they can get, like freebies and like t-shirts, and I don't know, man. It's like, it takes a lot to excite people about a demo anymore, right?
Yeah. Like last year at our level, we didn't have demos and leading up, because last year we had like an exhibitor, and we had our pop-up tents.
No, we were actually a gold sponsor.
A gold sponsor. Yeah. We just had our pop-up tents.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any demos. And leading up to it, we were discussing like, is this going to be bad? Do we wish we had demos? Yada, yada. When we got there, like, the demos were kind of empty. I don't think we really missed out on anything. Like, there was big brands doing demos, and three people would be in the stands watching.
Yeah, it's bad.
It was weird. We didn't understand why. So maybe things will be different this year. Bigger turnout or more spectators or...
Yeah.
Who knows? But last year it was like a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. But I think, like I said, I think it takes a lot. You know, 15 years ago when there were only 10 pilots in the entire IRCHA event that could do some good flying.
Yeah.
And everybody else was hovering and maybe putt-putting, like literally like doing some forward flight, if they could even do that.
Yeah.
And there were only a handful of pilots that could do a piroflip or something like that.
Yeah.
Then people would actually stop to see one of those pilots and be like, whoa, this is cool as shit.
Yeah.
But nowadays, any pilot you can find can do a piroflip, can do a chaos, can do all these extremely advanced maneuvers. Yeah. There's so much talent that is not exciting for people to watch anymore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's not exciting. It's just not...
It's not fresh.
It's not... They can see it at any moment on the flight line. So there's no reason for people... to go down the center stage to see it center stage, because it's happening everywhere.
Yeah. Right? I remember like years, like 04, 05, 06, when I first started going to IRCHA, like the noon demos on Saturday was the place to be. And if you got a demo slot, you were a tough guy. And I remember everyone would show up and watch Curtis Fly and Allen and like Pete Neotis back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like all these big names were like, people would stop what they were doing and the entire IRCHA crowd was at center stage just to watch those demos.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
The time has changed.
So what about donations? That's something else sponsors need to consider. You know, every sponsor is responsible for some kind of donation as well.
Yeah.
Because the IRCHA committee not only ask you for cash money, mm-hmm. but they only also ask you for donations, and the amounts vary depending on the sponsorship. So it can range anywhere between, I don't know, $1,000 to $3,000 or $4,000 worth of donations. So that's a big consideration for a sponsor, and it's a really good thing for the average, again, Joe Smith that is attending IRCHA, because the more donations, the better the chances for the average person that's attending the event to win something cool while they're there, right? So this year we're donating, we were told it was the grand prize, but then it was changed around by a little bit of a bad apple there at IRCHA, which we'll get into that, but
later.
It's we're not the only grand prize, we're one of the grand prizes, but we're donating a Goblin Kraken with brushless PK servos with the baddest, most expensive Exnova motor money can get, which is the brand new X-Tarek 4530 size motor, which is a 500 kV Exnova motor with gold plate top, 550 kV, sorry.
Yeah.
What did I say?
500.
550 kV, sorry.
Yeah.
With the Hubby Wing 200.
Yep.
Latest and greatest ESC.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a huge donation. It's awesome. It's sweet.
And I don't know how IRCHA handles this kind of stuff, really. Like, because to be honest with you, I've never really paid a whole lot of close attention to how they handle the grand prize. But we're not selling tickets.
Nope.
We're not. You don't have to give us a dime. We're just handing this out to them. Yep. We're not expecting anything out of this.
Yep.
This is just to help IRCHA and contribute to the hobby and take care of our, you know, IRCHA, you know, quota, I guess you could say, or payment or whatever you want to call it.
And I hope whoever wins it, flies it, builds it, and loves it. I mean, that's the coolest thing.
It's like I forgot what it is, dude. It's like a $3,000 value or something stupid. Yeah. All you got to do is add a battery, flight battery, and a flight controller, whether it is a Icon or V-Bar, whatever you want.
Futaba, whatever you want to use. So
yeah.
Yeah, I hope whoever wins it is someone who's actually going to build it and fly it and enjoy it. Looking forward to see who gets it. But IRCHA will have all the details on that if you want to sign up for, that raffle. I'm sure they'll have some information as long as all the other raffles they have there.
So for the average pilot, like what to expect when I get there?
For someone who's never been to IRCHA before? Oh, my God.
So what would you say that if somebody asks you, hey, I'm considering going to IRCHA. I've never been. Like, when should I arrive? What would you say? Say, I have all the time in the world. I can take all the time in the world. When do I need to arrive?
I would spend, if you're going to drive, I would spend the day Wednesday driving. The first day where things actually start to heat up, in my opinion, are on Thursday. The event formally starts on Wednesday, but it's always very slow, very dead. All the vendors are just setting up their booths. The pilots are rolling in, just kind of testing their machines. There's not a lot of flying going on. So spend Wednesday just getting to the event, getting settled into your hotel. If you're flying, maybe rebuilding your machines, collecting your batteries, you know, doing all that. And then, you know, arrive Thursday first thing, because that's when, you know, the vendors are going to have their tents open. You can talk to all the manufacturers, all
Thursday,
the distributors.
Thursday, most of the vendors have their tents open,
though. Yeah, like we will be ready to go Thursday.
Yeah.
Because I'm arriving Wednesday and getting the party going. So Thursday is when everything really starts to heat up. More people are going to start flying. Some more like spectators and pilots and stuff is going to start rolling in. And then it just keeps getting better and better until the big day of Saturday, where it's just an absolute insanity.
Yeah. If you're into scale championships, like scale type flying or speed cup and things like that, you want to consider being there early, because I think the speed cup inspections and the practice take place on Wednesday.
Right.
Wednesday, 9 to 3. So if you're into that, you're bringing a speed helicopter, you got to be there earlier than Thursday.
Right.
But I do agree with you, dude. It's I think actually even the scale the scale championship practice is also on Wednesday. But if you're not into scale or speed, Thursday, it's a good time to get there.
Well, there's also the Nats, F3C and F3N.
But that is even before.
That's even way before. Yeah. I think that starts Monday, even maybe the weekend before.
I think it starts the weekend before, yeah.
If you have literally all the time in the world, then get there the Friday before, and then you can
You can't go wrong with getting there super early. There's always something going on the week ahead of IRCHA at the AMA side. But if you have scheduling, you know, you're a normal human being like all of us, and you cannot take 10 days off or 8 days off, then I agree with you, dude. Getting there late Wednesday to early Thursday is the way to go. It's, And then, and so because Thursday is the actual Speed Cup, so even if you're not into speed, but you want to go check it out, Thursday at 9 a.m. is the Speed Cup. So you can go to the next site, which is site 3, and check out, you know, Speed Cup and see what's going on over there, right?
Yeah, Speed Cup is sweet. They got all, like, all different classes, too. Like, small little helis doing speed race, and the big 700 size doing, like, 150 miles an hour or more.
And then on Thursday also, in lieu of a Goblin Day that never happened.
Right.
We'll get into that later.
Later.
There's a special event, IRCHA Test Drive Thursday.
Yes.
So that goes on site 4, which is the main IRCHA, main IRCHA site there. And that's basically from, I believe, from 10 to 6. So the entire day. So what will happen is a lot of companies will be at center stage throughout the day, allowing you guys to body box setups, letting you try their products and things of that nature.
Right.
I think it's a great idea. I'm disappointed, not because these companies are doing this. I'm just disappointed because we were promised something that did not happen.
Right.
But other than that, I think it's a great idea. So Thursday, all day, center stage, you can get to try stuff like things like a V control, or, and I'm sure like many different helicopter brands and things like that.
So the list is a lot of top brands where you can, you know, test drive their equipment. I just saw they did a post that each participating company will have 2 hours for test drive on Thursday instead of 1 hour now. So it looks like center stage will be shut down for the whole day on Thursday for this. So there's that.
People are going to be flying in having fun. Nobody's going to go there, but that sounds like shit negative. Sorry, guys. I don't mean to be an asshole, but that's what we've been seeing lately is that people are not... People are going to IRCHA to have fun and fly.
Yeah, hang with their buddies and have a good
hang
time.
With their buddies and drive their golf carts down to an open flight station and just fly, you know?
Absolutely.
But anyway, if you're interested in test driving any of these products, Thursday, you need to be at center stage. And then there's all kinds of other stuff that are going on Thursday. There's the new product demos. There's the IRCHA Got Talent, which is... that's a 6 o'clock.
Yep.
That's an old competition they've been doing. I call it old. It's not old, but it's a good old competition where they, I think the, one of the requirements for the pilots entering is to not be a sponsored pilot by any company, right?
I think that's the only requirement.
That's the only requirement. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then, and those guys have a chance to become sponsored pilots or become, you know, get a deal from a company or whatever. Yeah,
just become more well-known. It's
pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, nice little stepping stone.
Yeah. Sure. What else is there? They have the auto limbo and...
That was cool. Did you watch that last year?
No,
I missed it. Yeah, they had a limbo bar set off to the right, and you had to do an auto rotation, come under the limbo bar, and then land. And Kyle Dahl, he came under it, did a full loop, went back under it again, and then landed.
No way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I'm looking forward to watching that one this year. Watching.
Nice.
Watching only.
Let's see what else is going on. So I think that wraps it for Thursday. Now, Friday is a big day, too. Friday, they have the noon demos, which... Noon demos have been kind of like on a hiatus for a long time.
Okay.
So they're doing noon demos on Friday from 12 to 1. The Speed Cup is still taking place on the site 3, which is the site behind the campground there.
Yep.
It's a little bit of a golf course ride, a golf cart ride. You don't really, you, I guess you could walk it, but it's probably a solid 2 miles, three miles.
It'd be a terrible decision.
2 miles, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for us. Fuck that. Too friggin' out of shape to walk that much. No need. It'll ruin the rest of the weekend if we do well.
Remember Mr. Rick on his hoverboard last year?
Yeah, no need. let's see here. So they have that. And then from 2 to 4, the scale tent is going to have the scale championship flight judging. So that's where they actually fly.
Okay.
If you're into scale, it's really cool. It's all about how close to scale you can fly. That's hard to do, dude. I remember it like years and years ago making fun of that and thinking, that's so stupid. And getting, dude, that's freaking hard, man.
It's not easy,
Like, if you have a badass looking helicopter that looks like a real, like the real deal, to make it look scale is not easy.
It's tough.
It's not
easy. It's really tough.
Because you do one pirouette, done. Like, it's not scale anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
You have to do the scale turns and landings. And it's kind of cool to watch if you've never seen it in person.
Yeah. So that's, that's at side four, but that's in the main IRCHA side, but that's towards the corner right behind the golf carts, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's the east end.
That is the west
end. West end.
And then six to 7 o'clock is IRCHA Ironman.
I don't know what that is. I saw that. I don't know.
I'm not even gonna get into that. That's
is it like a joke?
Yeah, that's one of the guys that is part of the board and has some issues decided to come up with that.
Okay, next.
And then 7 to 9 is the flying cornhole. I have no idea what the hell.
Sounds like the same guy.
Partnership, with Horizon Hobby. Mm. So anyway, then to finalize the whole event activities, Saturday comes along. And Saturday, the finals for the IRCHA Scale Championships from 11 to 1. So that's going to be cool.
Okay.
And actually, if you're there Saturday, and you have any interest in scale, that's where I would go.
Yeah.
I would show up there at like noon or something and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be demos, right? I think our demo, hopefully, if promises are kept, is going to be the last demo before Battle of the Brants.
Yep.
The Battle of the Brants is from 6 to 8 p.m.
Tentatively.
Yep. And then from 9:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the IRCHA World Night Fly Championship.
There are two forms of this, aren't there? Because there's a night fly where you can do with like night lights, and then there's the King of the Midnight Sun.
And then the King of the Midnight Sun, which is from 11 to 12:30 a.m. I've never seen IRCHA doing stuff that late at night. That's
too late for me.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, what I've heard, and I might be wrong on this, so I apologize ahead of time, but I'm pretty sure I got it right. There's a new AMA regulation that requires you to have mane and tail blades and lights basically on your helicopter if you are to fly with a spotlight, period.
Even the King of the Midnight Sun thing?
I believe so. I'm not sure what the King of the Midnight Sun encompasses, but construction lights are acceptable. You can fly without lights. Mm-hmm. But if you have any lighting less than that, you have to have manes and tails. And I believe actually body light, like fuse lights or, you know, canopy boom lights or whatever, LED or glow wire or something like that. So
I think it's fair. I mean, they're not trying to pull any fun away. They're just trying to keep people safe.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Just comply, guys. Just comply. I don't think it's a big deal.
I agree.
What else? Is that it?
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be an experience, a learning experience, on behalf of myself as well as SAB USA for years going forward. But I think it'll be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to Battle of the Brants. I have some ideas for the music. That is, if I don't change my mind about doing the competition.
Are you going to change your mind? Why? Explain.
I like to change my mind. Sometimes when you wake up and you
does just... Does it have to do with Global 3D?
Yeah.
Why?
If I get freaked out.
Huh?
If I get freaked out.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm going to start working on music tonight and see what I can come up with.
So, I'm excited because we're going to have, we're going to do podcast. We're going to do at least one episode. And then we're going to do podcasts with the other podcast guys.
Yes.
Steve Yoon, those guys from Free Fall.
Yes.
I
think Telerotor might be there.
Yeah, I think. All right, there's a plan to get everybody together and do a big podcast.
Yeah. It'll be cool. It'll be cool.
Yeah. I don't know how logistically it'll happen.
We'll figure it out, though.
Plug in all these freaking boards together and all this shit. Who's going to do the editing? How it's going to come down? But that is the goal. See yeah. if we can make it happen.
So. They did it last year, but you and I missed it. I think you were announcing for the King of the Midnight Sun.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah. The IRCHA staff was so happy about us announcing Matt and I. We got.
You guys did good though. In all seriousness, you guys are good on the mic together.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Just do it again.
Anyway, let's see what else is going. What? Jesus. What do you got here in your notes? Well, you're talking about simplicity. You says here in your notes, this year is going to be simple. Yes, it's going to be simple. I remember so many years ago. I forgot what year. Well, it could have been the first year of SABUSA, which would have been 2017. And the Fireball had just been released. Dude, we brought a freaking trailer that was packed to the bone with product. And Lance and Scott, two good friends, they drove that trailer to IRCHA.
Yeah.
And then me and Susie drove in my truck with the camper. And then you came that year. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people there. And every morning, I remember, we would have to open the freaking trailer, bring out like 6 or 7 helicopter displays, roll out banners. We had this stupid-looking like case, like glass case thing that display we had to fill up with like servos and blades and all this. And I remember it would take us like an hour and a half to set this place up in the morning and like an hour and a half to tear it down at night. And we had to be in the tent all day long.
Yep.
Just in the interest of selling a handful of things. And not to complain or anything, but it takes away from us as a manufacturer like slash distributor to take care of customers, spend time with customers, help them with their helicopter questions or needs or warranty issues or setup questions or whatever it is.
Yeah.
In exchange for being behind a counter trying to sell product. It makes no sense. Like,
yeah.
I want to sell product. Like, I want to make money, but I think IRCHA is an event where we have to go there mostly to support our brands and spend time with our customers and give them support versus just being there just to sell product and make a couple of bucks, right?
Yeah, because like with that tent set up, you couldn't just walk away because we had a bunch of products sitting there. You can't just walk away
from exactly.
It. Cash register, computers, and all that. So with this year, it's just going to be a backdrop, and then, you know, all the pilots have their equipment, and then, you know, we'll have like one display. So we don't have a lot to worry about. Like if you and I want to run out and go do some flights or, you know, go do this podcast or whatever, it's not a real big deal.
Yeah, there's no... Literally, there's our tent is going to look good. It's going to look presentable, but it's just going to be a pitting tent. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can come and find us. We're a platinum sponsor, so I'm hoping that we're going to be near center stage. We'll come find us, depending on what happens. And you know, if you have any questions, you want to hang, whatever you want to do, we're there to just support you in any way, shape, or form possible.
Yeah, Bert and I will be walking around. We're always open for questions and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it'll be fun.
So, what to expect from SAB USA or BK Hobbies at IRCHA?
Well, I can tell you this much. We mentioned it. We are going to have demos on Saturday, hopefully, right before Battle of the Brands. So, if you want to come and watch us do demos, I'm going to be flying. We're going to get Bert to do some flying.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know I'm going to get to fly? How do you know I'm going to fly? Who's going to make me want to fly?
I'm
going to
request
who's going to Who's going to force me to fly?
We're
going to
guilt you.
I can't, man. I can't keep up.
You can do just fine.
No need.
Yeah.
No need.
You don't know it yet, but you're doing Battle of the Brands, too.
But yeah. According to Ray Stacy, your father, yes, I am.
But
sorry, Ray, it ain't gonna happen.
We're gonna have all of our pilots there doing demos and some nice little stuff to give away during the demo.
So they can expect you to show up sometime on Wednesday.
Yes.
So Thursday by 10 a.m. our tent should be set up.
Should be.
And I will be arriving very shortly after that, probably noonish at the very latest. I'm hoping to get there actually late morning on Thursday. You can expect, if you're staying home and you're not going to IRCHA, you can expect photos and videos on all social media.
Starting as early as Tuesday evening.
As we start packing and stuff. Yeah. You can expect hopefully interviews, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And it'll probably be more recorded, like podcast style, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we'll incorporate it into a future podcast like we did last year.
Yeah.
Again, like we said before, one podcast for us, and maybe hopefully if we can coordinate things, one mm-hmm. podcast with the other guys, mm-hmm. the other podcast guides, mm-hmm. guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving, so let's get to this. This is the fun part.
Yeah.
All right, ready? So you will have access to Kyle Stacey for any questions you may have. Are you excited? Yes.
No.
I am. Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, next. You have access to Kyle Stacey. Any questions you have about Kyle Stacey, servos or helicopters, or why your shit crashed or failed or didn't work, or what does Kyle do so his shit stays tight and neat and looking good? There you go. Now, the coolest part of all this, man, you're not letting me finish my shit.
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, the coolest part to all this is, okay, let's talk about this. So yeah. Saturday
yeah.
is our main demo.
Yes, our only
if
demo, right?
If everything sticks and nothing happens.
Nothing changes.
There's some more drama yes. going on. Saturday is our main demo.
Okay. Correct.
And it's right before the Battle of the Brands. Yes. So Battle of the Brands is scheduled for 6:00 Saturday. That's a big, you know, prime time, you know, deal, right? And our demo is the last demo before that, which is I'm really thankful for. That's awesome. I appreciate it. Yeah, I thank Urchell, you know, in advance for that. That's great. So during this, if you come over to our demo, we're going to be handing tickets, just passing tickets along. No purchase necessary. We're not selling anything. You just mm-hmm. pick up your ticket. Mm-hmm. You put one half of the ticket in this box we will have. You keep the other half. Yep. Towards the end of this demo, we're going to give away. I think we have 2 or 3 X-Nova motors. We have a set of servos. We have several sets of blades. We have lots of t-shirts. So we have a lot of goodies to give away.
Yeah.
Then after we've given those goodies away, we're going to go live on Facebook. And we're going to announce the winner of the Kraken that we started the, what would you say? I don't want to get this confused because some people are probably confused about the whole thing. Yes. So there's 2 Krakens being given away.
There's 2.
There's the one we're giving Urcha. That's mm-hmm. their problem. That's their deal. I don't mean this in a bad way, but yeah. that's Urcha's deal.
Yeah.
We're giving Urcha the Kraken with the servos, with the motor, with the ESC, with all this stuff. And Urcha is giving that away somehow in the, as part of the main, as part of the, mm-hmm. the grand, one of the grand prizes for Urcha. Then there's a second Kraken, which is just a Kraken kit.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of what we call it. What do we call it? I want my Kraken.
Yeah.
The hashtag.
I want my Kraken.
I want my Kraken contest.
Yeah.
We started this sometime in early June. Yep. You had to share a video to enter to win. The second option to win it is to use a coupon code. Do you have mm-hmm. that handy somewhere?
Yes. The coupon code was BKRC Kraken. That yeah. was only eligible at BK Hobbies. It did not give you any discount. All it did was enter you into yeah. the giveaway.
And you still can use it.
Still, yeah.
So if you place any order for any amount
mm-hmm.
as of up until this next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Tuesday would be what? The 23rd.
Yep.
So you place any order until Tuesday the 23rd, whether it is a $3 order or a $10,000 order, doesn't matter. You mm-hmm. get entered to win this Kraken. That's the second way to win.
Yeah.
The third way to win will be announced in the next few days, two, 3 days, right, leading up to Urcha.
Yep.
And we're going to, again, at the end of this demo, go live on Facebook and mm-hmm. in front of the entire Urcha audience while we're finishing the demo, we're going to announce the winner. We're going to use yes. a randomizer. We're going to pick a winner. And we're just going to call it out. And we're going to ship you, or whomever the winner is, you might be listening, winner.
Yeah.
We're going to ship you a Kraken. That's
yep.
it.
Yep.
It's only yep. a kit, but still, it's $1,096 value. You're going to get that free of charge.
Yep. You don't even have to be at Urcha to win it. You can nope. be sitting at home on your couch watching as you win it.
Yep.
If you're in the U.S., it's shipped for free. If you are international, you can still win it. However, you must pay the shipping, and you are responsible for the duties
yeah.
when it gets
yeah.
to you. So. Yeah. Stay tuned for method number 3, but like we said, method number 2 is any order at BK Hobbies with the coupon code BKRC Kraken.
Yep. And stay tuned again for method number 3, which we will announce on our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Yep.
Literally within the next 48 hours.
Yes.
But if you can find that video on the BK Official, whether it is Instagram or Facebook page, you still can share it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll still give you an entry. Mm-hmm. We'll take one entry per person. So if you share it 10 times, it's not going to count.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do one entry per person. And again, no purchase necessary. We'll just ship that kit to you.
Yep.
Now, disclosure, if you're outside the United States and the randomizer picked you, you're responsible for shipping and taxes inbound to your country or tariffs. If you're in the United States, shipping is on us. You just show up in your door,
yeah,
and the box will be waiting for you there.
Absolutely.
You can't go wrong with that. It's that's a freaking amazing deal.
The only thing it costs is time and a little bit of effort to share.
Yeah, like...
Come on.
10, 30 seconds or something.
Why not?
If you're on Facebook, make sure to share it public. A lot of people share it to where it's tagging your... The privacy restriction is limited to your friends only or friends of friends. No, make sure it's public.
Yep.
It has to be public. Otherwise, we can't find it unless we're friends with you.
Exactly.
So, cool.
Nice. I hope someone who wins it also uses it.
Man, I really want somebody to win it that actually like wants to win it and deserves it and not some freaking weirdo that's going to turn around and sell it. That would suck. I hate when I see that.
Just make some dough. Yeah, that's not cool.
What else we got?
What else?
Let's talk about a little bit of Urcha drama.
Hold on. Before we get to the Urcha drama, I want to cover some more stuff that the average pilot's going to see. And something I just have in my notes here.
It's fair to also talk about the other sponsors. There's a lot of cool stuff that people can see there.
Yes.
So, like, whether you're an aligned... I mean, I hate the fact that because this is BKRC that we talk about the stuff we like and we sell and we promote and we believe in, but... Everybody deserves a fair chance. So, you know, you're a fan of Align, XL Power, whatever it is, Synergy, Gawi, whatever it is, you can almost guarantee, it's almost a guarantee you're going to find a representative or a pilot or someone that's affiliated with a brand that can answer your questions, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, if you're a big fan of Align, guess what? Alan Zabel is going to be there and Ben Stork. If you like XL Power.
Who's Zabel? Guy from like 15 years ago. Yeah. He did a video at the lake. Back in like 2006. Oh, sorry. 13 years ago.
Long time ago.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
If you like XL Power, Ken Pinoy is going to be there. He just took third at Global 3D.
And Ken Pinoy is on fire, man. Yeah. He's killing it.
Kid is
killing
insane. And Matt Botas from Synergy RC is going to be there. Yeah. His latest design.
The 696.
696 is going to be
design.
Debut.
His own design. Yeah. Beautiful design by Botas.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks cool. He did a little teaser video, so we're curious to see that.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of stuff to see. So it's not all about Goblin.
And Botas is an amazing designer, man. I mean, every helicopter he's designed from day one looks just freaking cool as shit.
Yeah, like, good for him, man. It's cool.
They break easy, but I mean, that's not a bad thing. They're light. They're super light, super high performance. Yeah, I mean, you get it. It's a trade-off, right? Yeah, amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff from Botas. So,
yeah.
Yeah, cool. Cool stuff. So, what else we got?
Drama. You want to talk about drama?
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about drama or no?
Yeah, well, I don't know that there's much to talk about. So,
let's break it down. Let's break it down from the beginning.
So, oh my God, how do I word this so I don't piss anybody off? So,
since when has that concerned you before?
What you see is what you get with me. You know that, right?
Exactly.
But here's the thing. We were made some promises by someone within the Urcha organization, and those promises were broken before we were even given a chance to be told that they were going to be broken. So the first promise was the grand prize. Well, there's other grand prizes. So it's okay, whatever. The Kraken's still there, and we're donating it. So I'm not too worried about that. But the second promise that was broken that really bothered me deep inside, like it really hit the spot, was when we were promised that we were going to have a Goblin Day on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we announced it on our podcast. I don't think we announced it anywhere else. I don't think we went on Facebook, social media, anywhere else.
But we told a lot of people. Like, I told a lot of
people. We told a lot of people one-on-one. Yeah. We announced it on the podcast. And we said, Thursday, we're going to have a Goblin Day. We're going to do all these things. We're giving away all this stuff. We're body boxing people, doing all this stuff. Well, this particular Urcha person did not communicate the fact that they changed their mind, or he changed his mind.
Yeah.
And he just went on the Urcha Facebook and made an announcement for this...
test drive Thursday.
Yeah, where the hell is this thing? I just announced it earlier.
Yeah, the test drive.
Is it test drive?
Test drive Thursday is what it's called, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special event IRCHA test drive Thursday. You're right.
Yeah.
And so when I saw that, I was quite not only disappointed, but I was really pissed off.
Yeah.
This was the second screw up. So there's no Goblin Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The third thing was some conflict with tents or whatever. It doesn't matter. Needless to say, I don't want this to be a poor reflection on IRCHA as an organization because Tim DePerry, Wes Minner, every other board member, every single board member has been extremely supportive, and they have actually rectified or tried to rectify this series of screw-ups the best to the best of their ability.
Yeah.
And to their defense, it really is not their fault. Right. They were not in charge of handling these things.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they've seen that there's been unfairness, I guess you could say, towards some sponsors, they've taken over and they've corrected the issue. So hats off to Wes and Tim and Dan and, you know, the entire IRCHA board for standing up to what is fair. You know, after all, IRCHA is a business. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit if it's profit or non-for-profit, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is IRCHA is a business.
Yeah.
And these guys really take it very seriously. So because of a little bit of a bad apple mess things up for us, we're not going to let that stop us.
Right.
We will not have an official Goblin Day. But with that said, look us out. If you're at IRCHA, come down to the flight line and search for us, because we're going to randomly find some kind of flight station. We have a big speaker and we're going to probably like do some cool stuff with flights and maybe body boxing and stuff on our own terms during our own time, right?
As we want to.
As we want to.
So
yeah,
we'll talk more about that later. Bert and I have some ideas of what we can do to get you guys involved and kind of hang out with us and have a good time. So. Yeah.
But I don't want any of my comments to be a reflection on IRCHA as an organization.
Correct.
Like not standing up by their words, you know. There's always that little bit of an apple in every place that can kind of screw things up. But needless to say, everybody else has been extremely helpful, supportive, understanding, and they've gone out of their way to try to fix the problem and make it right. Unfortunately, after this whole thing went down, it made no sense for us to continue on with the Goblin Day situation because there's really no room for Goblin Day anymore.
Sure. So. It's been taken over. But it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Like Bird said, thank you to the IRCHA organizers who are helping us out and getting things back on track.
Yeah,
no doubt. You guys are certainly appreciated. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens going on forward now.
So look at that. We're at 57 seconds.
57 seconds?
Yeah.
Wow.
57 minutes.
There we go. This is a long one.
50, shit, why is it? Never mind. 57 minutes, 50 seconds.
Wow.
That's record.
Long podcast.
For no guests. Just you and I bantering?
Yeah. IRCHA. I'm looking forward to it for many reasons. I think it's going to be a good time to just see old friends. We're going to see people that you and I only see at IRCHA.
Yeah.
Some people from across the pond.
I think of it as a global 3D tour. It's a handful of people or a group or like not a handful, but a bunch of people that you only get to see when you go to certain events. Right.
Yeah.
And, IRCHA is one of those events where you get to see people that you don't see, you know, the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool. Looking forward to it.
And looking forward to flying at the world's best flying site. Hands down. Best flying site I've ever been to. Amen.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Huge.
It'll be fun.
Huge. So, no quote race this week.
Nope.
Just again, the same. It's a BKRC
Kraken. BKRC Kraken.
BKRC Kraken.
Yep.
Any order you place, you're going to get entered to win a Kraken.
No discount, no dollars off the order, nothing.
No, you all just get entered. Yep. If you don't enter that code, you're not entered.
Right.
So enter the code. Yep. And again, no purchase necessary. Just check out our Facebook page so you can share one of the videos or whatever and a video we posted early June or the video we're about to get ready to release hopefully in the next couple days and that'll get you another entry. So
And don't be that guy that says, oh, I never won, I'm not gonna try. Give it a shot.
One thing I was gonna say, sorry, it's like one entry per video, like so if you share it more than once or whatever, I don't know that you'd even can. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you get one entry per that video. But if you do the first video and you do the second video, then you get two entries, because we will count those as separate entries.
Yeah, so, I've been looking at all the names and putting them into our itemizer, randomizer, and entering them in manually, which has been just lovely with 400 shares on something on one video. Mm-hmm. But yeah, keeping track of it. So those of you sharing multiple times, SOL.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So are you good? Yeah. You want to say something else?
So hopefully you see a lot of you guys at Urcha. I know we've said it a million times now, but if you've never been, you got to check it out. So hopefully we'll see some of you guys there. If you do, come up to us, say hey. Bert and I are both pretty approachable, even if we look grumpy.
I'm not.
We look grumpy.
No, I am. I always look like I'm pissed, but
yeah,
I'm not.
The way I put it.
I'd help anybody
at
any time.
I look grumpy, but I'm probably thinking about butterflies or something.
Man, I was so excited. Like, when we went to Global 3D, you know how many people walked up to me and said, man, your podcast, I listen to it all the time. So
yeah, across the world.
Across the world. So thank you guys from Europe. Like, a lot of Germans, a lot of, how do you say it? Netherlanders?
Netherlandians?
Netherlandia? I don't know.
I don't know.
People from the Netherlands, like, people from the UK, people from, like, everywhere. Like,
Hungary.
We thank you very much. Yeah. Hungary, we thank you very much for your support. Just the fact that that we know that you guys listen is a big,
it's really cool,
big motivation for us to continue to do this.
Yeah, it's cool.
Week in and out. Now, next week is Urcha, so we will probably do an episode there, like we discussed.
But not on Wednesday.
I will be editing and releasing hopefully the week after. Mm-hmm. But then we're not doing here studio local podcast for about 2 weeks because I'm going on vacation.
You're disappearing on me.
This will be the first two-week vacation I've taken since 2013.
Yes, you're disappearing for a little bit. Get in the way.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you want
to
say where you're going, or is it going to be a secret?
No need.
Okay, secret.
Cool. I'll talk about it later. There I'll post go. A lot of shit online
for all
the people that care so much about motorcycles. Well, they'll get to see it. So
they'll give it away.
Anyway, so nice. one hour, 1 minute, 44 seconds. So
there you go, Rob Winter. You wanted a longer podcast. It's long enough.
So 1 hour, that's plenty. So if you guys have questions, concerns, please send them our way.
Yes.
At facebook.com/TheBKOfficial or Instagram, TheBKOfficial.
Yep.
I can be reached at facebook.com/BertCammer or via email. facebook.com/BertRC or Instagram.com/Bert_Cammer. Mm-hmm. My email is Bert@Cammer.name.
And I can be found at facebook.com/KyleStacyRC, or you can reach out directly to me at KyleStacyRC@gmail.com.
Sweet.
Cool.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Let's talk to you when we talk to you.
See ya.
Bye.